You know him, and you love him, and you can't live without him. Ed Asner, who will be coming to the Auditorium Theater as part of their ongoing 125th anniversary celebration, An Evening with the Roosevelts, Friday, April 10th. Ed Asner performing his one-man show, FDR, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Loretta Swit, along with him, playing Eleanor. And this is sort of a homecoming. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
It's, let's see, was it the U of C? Is that where you were in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah. That's where I was. That's where I became an enlightened individual.
You mean you weren't enlightened before then? I doubt
it. No. I was a lump of clay. Which Adam was before God put life into him. So you can say Robert M. Hutchins took over the role of God and put life into me.
I remember when you visited WGN some years ago, and we talked to you, and I remember at first being frightened, and then by the end of the interview, I loved you. And I'm kind of going over those same feelings right now on the phone.
Well, I still haven't gotten the chocolates.
It's on the way. Before we talk a little bit about the production here in Chicago, what is it like, Ed, for your work, the work you did decades ago, to constantly be playing? And we watch it and we see your work. And what is that like for you? The Mary Tyler Moore shows are run everywhere. And as someone who is part of that, what's your reaction to that?
Well, constantly playing, it's like an alternative form of sex. And if I had the energy, I certainly would be performing sex all the time. But I don't have that kind of energy. In terms of play acting, I do have that kind of energy, and so it's a lesser alternative to sex.
But if they played old radio shows I did, you know, 35 years ago all the time, I would hate it.
You'd hate it?
Well, yeah, because...
you stunk. Well, what do you want me to say?
I didn't know you listened.
35 years ago, and I'm only trying to maintain the standard as we speak today.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, I play a man who was the President of the United States, who gave you much of the creature comforts you are enjoying today, even though a lot of people are trying to take those creature comforts away from you. To me, he was a god. I was a sophomore in high school when he died, and I felt the earth had shuddered. So it's Roosevelt from the time he began to recover from his polio till his death. I take you through the battles over the Depression and the laws he tried to pass, some of which he succeeded in, take him into preparing for war, getting into war, surviving the war almost, and dying in 1944.
Yeah, for most of us, we remember where we were when we heard the news on November 22nd, 1963 about President Kennedy.
Yeah.
For your generation, it's April 12th, 1945 that is forever emblazoned in your mind, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. And we've had some valiant attempts by succeeding presidents to perform as well, but none have. No president has topped him since his existence.
How did this one man...
Our nation needs it. Our country needs it.
And, how did this one-man show come along?
What's that?
How did this one-man show come about?
Well, I was a member of the Theater at Sea cast list, And I'd go on cruises with them. And on this one particular cruise, I didn't have anything prepared, and they didn't have anything ready. But Philip Langner, the producer, did have this old version of FDR, which the man from Uncle, Robert Vaughn. Yeah, Robert Vaughn had done for a few months, I believe, in Washington. Mm-hmm. And he said, would I be interested in doing a reading on board? And I said, yeah. I did it, and it went well. And then Philip said, well, why don't we see if we can tout it around as a one-man show and tour with it. So we've been doing that for 4 or 5 years.
And it's very special because it's the 70th anniversary of Roosevelt University, founded the year President Roosevelt died, 1945, and his granddaughters, Anna Eleanor Roosevelt and Nina Roosevelt Gibson, will be watching this production. And once again, that's April 10th. It's Ed Asner and Loretta Swit, FDR and Eleanor, bringing the show to Roosevelt University, Friday, April 10th. One more question for you, Ed Asner.
As many as you want.
Well, we talked about the Mary Tyler Moore Show a little bit, and it's always playing. We don't see a lot of the Lou Grant Show in reruns, and I'm wondering why. It was such a great show. You won Emmy Awards. The show won Emmy Awards for outstanding drama. We need to see those again.
I totally agree with you, but the show was canceled in a cloud of controversy, and it's an hour show. It is certainly far more serious than the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which was a half-hour show, and it's not as funny. So I guess it's easier to sell funny and constantly repeat it than it is to sell what I call a dramedy.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be that funny.
Huh?
It wasn't supposed to be as funny as the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
No, I know. But Ted Knight expressed his opinion. He thought it was boring. So maybe a lot of people out there thought it was boring, and that's along with the controversy that I created by speaking out on El Salvador. I suppose they have a hard time pushing it. But it and I would tell you this, as great as the Mary Tyler Moore Show was, the cast we had, the ensemble cast of Lou Grant, I think, was an even greater cast. And forget about me, but we had the most beautiful actors in the world. And it's a shame that people don't see that show, see the issues that we were involved with, and run with it.
Well, maybe one day we will. Meantime, we look forward to Ed Asner's return to Chicago on Friday, April 10th, as FDR. And I really enjoyed this conversation. I can't wait to include on my resume that Ed Asner told me I stunk. And that
no,
is
no,
a career highlight.
Stunk. I didn't say you did stink.
He questioned whether
you
did.
I want you to send me copies of those radio shows you did, and I will determine then whether you stunk or not.
Well, I can tell you I did. All right.
Get out of here. But I bet you didn't stink.
We'll see you down the road, and good luck with the performances here in Chicago on Friday, April 10th, Roosevelt University. Ed Asner is FDR. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
And it's mine. Nice talking to you.